I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. A week from tomorrow, kids across the country will knock on neighbors' doors and ask for something sweet. And in another Halloween tradition, some of them may also hold a small donation box from UNICEF. According to a study out this week from the United Nations Children's Fund, that's UNICEF, the money's needed now more than ever. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, the news is never very good on child poverty. How bad does UNICEF say the situation is now?
Well, let me just throw some numbers at you because they really tell the story better than anything else. One out of every three children in developing countries lives in a home with more than five people per room or with a mud floor. 15% of kids under 5 years old don't get enough food, and nearly 20% of them don't have access to safe drinking water, and that is just the beginning.
Do they have definitions for, what's the UNICEF definition for poverty in the developing world?
Well, this study doesn't just look at kind of the obvious things like income, food, water, and shelter. Its definition of severe, extreme poverty also includes deprivation in the areas of sanitation, education, and even how much access kids have to information, radio, television, newspapers. In the area of sanitation, for example, over 500 million children don't have access to toilet facilities.
Africa certainly has the reputation for some of the worst poverty in the world. Is it still the worst case?
It is. In sub-Saharan Africa, the UNICEF study shows 65% of the children, 207 million of them, live with the most severe forms of deprivation. In South Asia alone, more than 90 million children go hungry every day. The rates of poverty were lowest in Latin America and the Caribbean. And again, this study only measured developing countries, so of course it didn't tackle child poverty here in the U.S.
UNICEF does have this kind of tradition of collecting money at Halloween, getting children to do it. What are they going to then do with the money? What are their recommendations for relieving these conditions?
Well, basically, for fixing each of these categories of deprivation, the agency points out this is not rocket science, that all the lessons in how to turn the situation around can be found in industrialized countries that pulled themselves out of similar circumstances. Public investment in housing and sewage and water systems. If kids are chronically sick because they don't have safe water, then they can't go to school, even if it's available. Same with hospitals and other health facilities. You can't reduce rates of malnutrition just by giving out food if the kids are so sick that they can't keep anything in their systems. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, a progress report on the donors conference in Madrid, where they're asking for money for reconstruction in Iraq, not much of which is likely to be spent on that country's children.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.